This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and we are going to speak with the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com, and that would be Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks for having me.
So the anti-gun attorneys general, they're sort of, and the picture is very good, because you got the Sopranos in there, and it's about the New Jersey AGs. We're awfully disappointed by the credit card companies. Tell me about this.
The anti-gun side of things is not happy with the credit card companies now, because after harassing them and finally getting them, forcing them to agree to use their merchant credit card tracking code, the credit card companies are backing off that promise. And that's because they got a lot of blowback from attorneys general in red states, from a number of legislatures around the country that were enacting laws to prevent them from using their merchant category code to track gun purchases. I believe they were getting some heat from senators and congressmen in Washington as well. So last week, the credit card company said, hold on. We're going to pause this whole program because there's a lot of, as they say, significant confusion and legal uncertainty involved. And all that means is they don't want laws passed that tell them what they can and can't do. That news wasn't received very well by the forces of civilian disarmament, including a bunch of blue state anti-gun attorneys general, led by New Jersey's AG Matt Plackett, who wrote a letter to the heads of Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and Amex. And so this is all very disappointing. You guys haven't pleased us too much, and quote-unquote, your complicity with ongoing needless gun tragedies will lead us to consider further action. In other words, nice gun companies you have there, be a darn shame if something was to happen to them. So the credit card company, by caving into the gun controllers initially and agreeing to use the tracking code, now find themselves in an interesting place where they're getting offers they can't refuse from both sides. If they go ahead and use the tracking code and start reporting what they consider to be suspicious purchases by people who shop at gun stores, they're going to have laws enacted in a number of states that ban the use of those codes. And they're probably going to be sued by a number of attorneys general for conspiring and acting to infringe on an enumerated civil right. On the other side, they've got people like the capo of the New Jersey legal mob, Matt Plackett, who's now threatening to hold them accountable when the next mass shooting takes place somewhere. And if there's any way he can track that to a purchase made with a credit card, He's gonna mow them to death.
Well, I mean, okay,
probably from that side.
But if they had gotten what they wanted, the MCCs were not going to actually say, oh, this was a Smith & Wesson handgun, and oh, this is a pack of tent stakes. It was just going to be a purchase. So a tent would have shown up the same as a gun purchase.
Correct. And Visa's now previous CEO acknowledged exactly that. They said, this will not show us what people are buying. All this is a code that every purchase at a gun retailer will carry. So if you walk in and you buy a holster and a pack of targets and let's say some body armor, you won't be able to tell that from somebody who goes in and buys, a handgun. They don't know what you're buying. They just know that you're buying something at a store that uses the merchant category code.
Well, I mean, I don't know about in Austin, Texas, but here in South Carolina, the only place that is not a, like Cabela's carries guns, but they also carry fishing poles. Academy right. Sports carries guns, but they also carry baseball gear. So is it going to be all FFLs that would have to implement these MCCs?
I don't know how they would do that in a big box store that sells all kinds of things in addition to guns, like a Cabela's or an Academy. My guess is that the gun counter will use the gun merchant category would use the merchant category code, and the front cashiers are going to use whatever their regular category code is. But again, you're right. If you buy a fishing pole, a bunch of tackle and a tent, and you happen to pay for it at the gun counter, it's going to look like you just spent, $900, on a gun, or they're not going to know, of course, but it'll come through the gun merchant category code.
Well, I mean, but in the same vein, so would a Yeti cooler.
Right.
And they cost about $400. So, I mean,
You could easily buy a gun.
What if you buy a Yeti cooler with a credit card and then you turn into a Rampage killer later on down the road? This guy would be coming after them because dude bought a Yeti cooler with a credit card.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, what the gun control industry and these AGs really want is to get to the point where, this turns into a de facto gun registration. Again, they don't have the detail of what people are buying,
no.
But they want to set. They want to get the.
They want to start.
Set all this in motion. Exactly.
They want to
begin the architecture for all that.
Yeah. This is the first layer of concrete that goes underneath the asphalt before they pave the street.
Right.
So they want to start with that. In the same vein, that may come up later on, so we won't start on the executive order just yet. But do you think we might see a possibility? And I'm going to have to ask this quick. Do you think we're going to see states that implement them versus states that don't? There's going to be two standards?
I don't think so. It's going to be up to each card issuer, card processor, whether they do it or not. And my guess is they're going to all include, as they've done so far, I'll do it, or none of them are going to do it.
I would suspect there's more states that would come after them for doing it than there are that would go after them for not doing it.
Yeah.
So.
I would agree.
But that's the humor that you employed there. I really like it. It's got the Sopranos standing there going, and we're awfully disappointed by the credit card company standing there with their hands clasped, Tony Soprano. Who looked like a lovable teddy bear till he started strangling you.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the New Jersey politicians. You can find this article at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where you can find the most prolific, up-to-date news that is coming out in the gun culture, whether it is political, whether it is, what are you carrying, gun reviews, politics, trends, hunting, what have you. They've got it there. Well worth your time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Now, in response to the pause in the credit card implementation, I guess, of this, and I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman, as I said, do you think they probably paused this and they're very quietly trying to just let it fade away?
Well, I think they're trying to, trying to let things calm down and let the dust clear a little bit after an initial flurry of blowback they got, again, as I said, from a number of attorneys general and a number of bills that that were introduced in state legislatures around the country. The thing is, those bills aren't going to go away. Now that this capability is out there, you know, the merchant code has been created, all the banks have to do is decide to start using it. So my guess is that at least a few states are still going to pass these laws just in case this pause is unpaused and they decide again that this is what the credit card processors are going to agree to do. And again, you have to look at the bigger picture here. This is a step that government is taking and encouraging because the gun control industry and anti-gun politicians can't accomplish through the legislative process. They can't get laws passed to do this kind of thing. So they're outsourcing gun control registration and gun purchase monitoring to business. They're enlisting these credit card processors and banks, and it's basically a privatized operation choke point. So if these merchant category codes ever are implemented, you know, as we said earlier, they don't have a good way of telling what people are actually buying, only that they're buying something at a gun store. But that's not going to, there's still these credit card processors are writing algorithms and other ways to try to identify quote unquote suspicious purchases and activity. And they are required by law to submit what are called SAR, suspicious activity reports.
And what are they
doing?
So,
law enforcement.
Okay, so the other thing that they claim this does, which there's just no way for this to happen, is that they would have detected, they will detect a rampage killer for making a suspicious purchase.
Yeah, which of course is never going to happen. All that is going to happen is there are going to be a huge number of false positives on this, and they're going to end up filing a number of reports on people who are, as you said, just buying a tent and a cooler, but it's, you know, it's a Yeti tent and a six-man tent and a Yeti cooler.
Yeah.
For $500, you're buying $1,500 worth of stuff, and the credit card processor's computer is going to identify that as a gun and 2,000 rounds of ammunition. And they're going to submit a suspicious activity report, and so all of a sudden you get a knock on your door from your local ATF agent.
Well, I would imagine this is going to cause a lot of lawsuits at the very least.
No, I'm sure it's going to happen. And then, of course, what they really want to do then is if you have somebody who you suspect of making suspicious purchases, the next time that person goes in to a gun store or anywhere and then tries to use a credit card, all of a sudden the charge is denied. You can shut them down.
Sure.
That way. And they'd love to have that ability as well.
Well, it's the Minority Report thing without the eye scan that they have in Minority
Correct.
Report during the movie. This is their version of like a pre-crime kind of thing, which, as it turns out at the end of the movie, they discover that that's unconstitutional and they had to let everybody go.
Yeah.
So, you know, the pretense for this, all of this comes from Amalgamated Bank, right? Because they thought it would be a smoking hot idea. This would be a way to track because we're all into gun control. We're not at, you know, it wasn't the, what do they call it? The Silicon Valley Bank. They were paying attention to all kinds of other stuff other than actually banking.
True.
And I wonder if Amalgamated has got too many things on the fire besides the banking part of it.
Could very well be. Amalgamated Bank is a union-owned bank that has been nicknamed Less Private Banker. Excuse me. And it's run by Priscilla Sims Brown, and she has been spearheading the push for the Merchant Category Code all along, spurred on by people like Everytown and Gifford and Brady. She is fully on board with trying to track gun purchases and shut down people's Second Amendment rights in any way possible. And using the banking system and the power and reach of credit card companies, they thought would be a wonderful idea. So she was able to pressure the International Standards Organization to create the Merchant Category Code, and then to pressure the credit card companies into using this, trying to name and shame them. And she got a lot of help from that from Andrew Ross Sorkin of the New York Times, who published a number of glowing articles about her and what she's trying to do. And finally, the credit card companies caved in and started. And that's what then brought about all the blowback that they're feeling now.
Well, I mean, Visa says that the legal uncertainty, and I mean, these companies have a fiduciary, I mean, they're all publicly held companies, right, these credit card companies?
I believe they're all publicly traded.
Yeah, so they have a fiduciary duty to protect their investors. And this will almost certainly open them up to a bunch of scrutiny and lawsuits if somebody gets flagged. And they're not, this is the thing, they're talking about flagging suspicious sales. They won't be able to flag the first suspicious sale because that will go through. We don't exist in the era of Starfleet right now to where everybody becomes instantly aware that something happens, right?
Yeah, I mean, again, as I said, they don't know specifically what you're buying there. All they can do is make some assumptions and build algorithms that are going to try to identify patterns and dollar amounts that look suspicious based on whatever assumptions the programmers make when they're building algorithms. That is inherently inaccurate, biased, and is going to generate a huge number. Probably a majority of their suspicious activity reports are going to wind up being false. They're not going to be able to know who's going in to buy a gun in order to shoot up a school or a mall or something like that.
Nope.
There's no way using this kind of data they'll be able to divine that kind of information.
This article is at the top of the page as well, and I mean it's well worth looking at it because their imagination knows no bounds, and they are determined to try to restrict your right. And fortunately, there's a few things in place now that are just as determined to ensure them. But it would be very helpful to have your help with it as well. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Three kids and three adults are dead after a shooting at the Covenant Presbyterian School in Nashville. Nashville police spokesman Don Aaron says responding officers entered the school and confronted the female shooter.
She appears to be in her teens. We know that she was armed with at least two assault-type rifles and a handgun.
Aaron says the shooter was engaged by the officers and killed. She has been identified as a 28-year-old former student. President Biden calling again on Congress to pass his assault weapons ban after today's school shooting in Nashville. Biden said gun violence is ripping communities apart. The House of Representatives is moving forward with a bill that would ban the social media app TikTok. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy took to Twitter today to say the legislation will protect Americans from the technological tentacles of the Chinese Communist Party. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. We got to go talk about the president and his executive order. What do you think the president was? I mean, it was definitely a tell. If that were a poker game, that would have been a big tell. But what do you...
It's more of the same. It's a reaction to the frustration that people, the anti-gun people like Biden and the gun control industry are feeling because they can't get what they really want to do through Congress. They can't mandate universal background checks. They can't eliminate all gun sales to people under 21. They can't outlaw assault weapons, quote unquote, and they can't outlaw magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. They can't get that done at the federal level. It just isn't happening. And everywhere that it does happen in states, they're now under serious assault through the courts with the renewed effect of Bruin. And Bruin is likely to take down most of those laws. So what are they left with? They're left with a senescent old man issuing executive orders to the federal bureaucracy. So he's renewing his call for the ATF to continue to have zero tolerance for even the most innocuous paper errors or clerical errors that FFLs might make in their paperwork, shutting them down at a record pace. But in addition to that, he's taking more of a whole of government approach. He's enlisting as much of the federal bureaucracy in the effort to make gun owners' lives as difficult as possible. That includes the Federal Trade Commission. You know, he wants them to go after gun makers, advertising, because he said the gun control industry has long, you know, that's been the approach that a lot of them have taken to try to get around the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, is to claim that somehow their advertising is luring impressionable young minds to buy guns and shoot up their schools, which is, of course, garbage. It's not what they do at all. Biden has long railed against the PLCAA because he cannot find a way around that. So he's going to try to use the FTC to hassle gun makers about their advertising. He's even wants to use the Department of Defense. He wants to have them only buy from gun makers who put in place "quote unquote" public safety practices. So,
which one?
That's a good question. Of course, that's not defined.
Well, I mean, most gun makers don't actually sell direct to the public.
You're right. None of the big ones do. Just about none of the ones that the Department of Defense is buying from sell directly to the public. But I think what he means by that is if they make AR-15s and market them to the consumer, that's probably not considered to be a public safety practice, a good public safety practice. So I'm sure he's fine if they want to buy M4s from a company that will only sell them to police and military. But if they sell them to Joe Blow, anybody, you know, your average consumer, he'll consider that putting weapons of war on the street.
Well, I mean, when I think of this stuff, I remember I'm sure you remember this, back in the day when they tried to regulate the lyrics of record albums.
Yeah. Right?
Because it was going... Tipper Gore, because children were listening to the record albums. Right? And this was...
And their little minds were being twisted.
Twisted by the record albums. Marilyn Manson and Dee Snider of, what was it? I don't remember who Dee played for. But whatever it was... the whole thing that was going on the whole time. So they just said, okay, we'll put a label on this. We'll put a label on this and say, not meant for young children.
Yeah.
And I mean,
and they came up with a rating system.
So, I mean, couldn't they do, I don't ever get out here with any of my sponsors. I know you don't either. I don't ever get there and go, kids, are you tired of last year's AR-15? Well, get your mom and dad's credit card right now and go to Daniel Defense website and order you a new AR-15. I don't do that. Nobody does that. So, I guess that would be a short circuit for it. But, I mean, the thing here is that what you're pointing out is the total antagonism about gun owners and gun ownership. And but I mean, most of these things that he's talking about, while he wants to ban all private firearm transfers, he can't, right? He can't make universal background checks happen from on high. And most of the other stuff he's talking about, isn't it sort of already, don't we already sort of have laws about most of these little details he was trying to point out, like, you know, theft and stuff like that? FFL's got to report this.
We do, but... You know, again, this is just, they're grasping at straws here. I mean, they're trying to enlist the Department of Education in some of this. To encourage more states to enact red flag laws. And he's trying as best he can to Jimmy the ATF into mandating background checks on as many. We want to get as close to universal background checks as we can. Now, the thing is, he's worded his executive orders in such a way and so so nebulously that you can't tell it exactly what it is that he wants to do. And that's to give them the most latitude in doing whatever it is they want to do. But again, most of this is for show. It's an act of desperation, and it's meant to placate the civilian disarmament industrial complex so that he has a nice
campaign
media opportunity. Exactly. Yeah. And it's a campaign talking point thing. He's doing everything he can out there to make America safer by demonizing gun owners, gun makers, and retailers.
I was interested that he went to Monterey Bay nearly 3 months after the fact, when the guy used a illegal by California standard firearm, and he was not, you know, he was just a miserable Asian guy who decided to do some violence against other Asians. I found that's a little disconcerting.
An angry old man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. One angry old man commemorating what another angry old man did.
Yeah. You know, I could have understand going to Florida for Marjorie Stoneman, or you know, going to Sandy Hook or Newtown for Sandy Hook, but getting out there and doing something which does not fit their narrative, which they've quit talking about.
Exactly, the guy didn't use an assault weapon, quote unquote.
Right,
he used a gun that's illegal to own in California. He bought, I think he acquired it illegally, if I remember it correctly. So the guy broke all kinds of laws to do what he did. There's a fortress of laws in California set up to stop exactly what that guy did.
Hang on.
And you know what?
Hang on there.
It didn't work.
I got a question to ask you about this stuff.
Okay.
We're going to get off of the website with this next question, but it'll be fun. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue,
and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And this is a thing I've been looking at, because I look at some of these things that they're doing in the way of trying to disarm people as sort of a Second Amendment Cloward and Piven. They've decriminalized crime. They're letting criminals out. They're only prosecuting regular law-abiding people if they dare have a gun in this jurisdiction. You know, that kind of nonsense. And this is where all the crime stats are popping. That's where all the crime stats are popping. In the other states that they want to incentivize for red flag laws, they're not going to do it, right? But nobody wants to be a cop anymore. But law enforcement and the military would be the ones that would actually have to be who they would employ to physically enforce anything. And anything the government says that they're going to do, the implication there is force. Would you agree with that? If you fail to comply, there's going to be force.
Well, yeah. I mean, behind every mandate, law, whatever, ultimately is a guy with a gun.
They're kicking all of them out.
Well, yeah, they're just incentivizing people to be cops. They want laws against owning guns, buying guns, what kind of guns you can own, and that assumes that there are people there to enforce those laws. So you've got kind of a schizophrenic attitude about all that on the left side of things here in this country, where they have been working for years now to defund police agencies and to demonize cops, and the cops are reacting accordingly. And you've got record retirements and people leaving police forces, places like here in Austin and Los Angeles just had a huge wave of retirement. They can't possibly get enough people to enforce the laws there. And now you've got people like Biden calling for more laws, and of course with the implicit threat of enforcing them and going and using it. Now, of course, if you look at his 2024 budget, which he just submitted, he's not in favor of defunding the ATF at all. In fact, he's almost doubled their budget. He's throwing another $1 billion or something like that at them. Because they may not like police, they may not like law enforcement people, unless the policing and law enforcement they're doing is against American civilian gun owners, then they're all for it. So yeah, the anti-gun left has a schizophrenic attitude toward law enforcement and who it is who's carrying guns.
Well, I mean, the problem here is that in order for this to work, ATF has to have local law enforcement's help. There's not enough ATF guys, are there?
No, not by a long shot.
Yeah.
And a lot of states have said we're not going to assist federal agents in enforcing federal law, gun control laws. And of course, that it's unconstitutional for the feds to try to force local agencies to do that. We're seeing that fight playing out in Missouri right now, where the law that they passed there prevents local cops from assisting federal law enforcement agencies in enforcing federal gun control law. Now the federal government is claiming that the law somehow restricts federal agents from enforcing them in Missouri, which would be unconstitutional. The local law enforcement cannot be forced to work for the federal government, but you can't restrict what the federal agents, the ATF, can do to enforce federal laws. It gets pretty arcane, but that's where we are right now. And now the ATF is, I think, moved, or the DOJ has asked the Supreme Court to review the ruling in that fact.
See, and I'm going to go way out in left field on this one, dude. Have you ever heard about a patent that Apple got after the iPhone came out, where the feds wanted them to develop something where they could disable the capability of texting multimedia, because that's what they called it back in those days. They wanted to be able to disable the texting of multimedia within certain grid squares at any given time. They wanted to be able to impose that, say, where you live, in your grid square. You ever heard of that?
I have not. What was the reasoning behind that?
Well, you know, this is where you have to go off into the conspiracy theory. But, you know, I'm one of those Occam's razor guys. So that is a fact that they actually developed that, although I don't think they ever gave it to the government. Because Apple has been very steadfast about not giving back doors and stuff. But when I'm sitting here and I'm wondering why they would want to do it, the only thing I can think about is I think about all of these classified documents they keep catching all these ex-presidents and vice presidents with. 90% of the documents that are classified have more to do with not letting us know what they're doing than they do with national security. There are very, very few born supremacy classified documents out there. Very few of them. Very few of them. Because if they existed, then there's a chance that they could be taken up by one of these presidents and put in the garage behind the Corvette. So I kind of just think it might be something that they didn't want to get out. If they wanted to be able to restrict your ability to get out, get information out. Say like if somebody was doing an ATF raid on somebody's house.
No, so you think that they want the ability to shut down your phone so you can't record them or something like that?
So you can't record them and share it in a timely manner, like as it's happening, like breaking news, you know, that kind of thing. So,
excuse me.
You know, I kind of think that everything that they're doing is sort of very short-sighted, because if they're chasing all of law enforcement out, and you got all these states that are saying, well, we're Second Amendment sanctuaries and we're not going to do anything and assist the ATF. I know that somebody just got like some district court just said something about the Missouri law where they said, oh, you can't do it. Supremacy clause, this, that, and the other. Somebody will get that in front of the Supreme Court and compare it to sanctuary cities, won't they?
You would expect,
yeah.
Since Second Amendment sanctuaries are no different than
sanctuary cities?
Immigration sanctuary states.
Yeah.
So, yeah, correct.
So,
the principle should be the same.
And I guess this is what happens when you take leftist policy and you actually employ it against them. I guess that's problematic. So, anyway.
They don't like that.
No. So, I mean, so when you look at this stuff that the president's doing and you know, what they want to do with the credit cards and everything else, Doesn't this look like a circular suicide or a circular firing line to you?
Firing squad.
Yeah.
Could be. Again, I just think a huge amount of what they do and why they do it is based, number one, of course, on politics as the 2024 election gets near. And number two, based on frustration over their inability to get anything done through Congress and pass federal gun control laws as they'd like to. And that's why it's so disappointing when you have useful idiots sign on to bills like they had last year. Which, of course, that law, that gun control law, accomplishes literally nothing, but it gives Biden the ability to say, you know, I passed the first federal gun control law in 20 years or whatever, and I'm the only one who did it. So.
Well, I mean, I looked at the BSCA or the BCSA or whatever that's
right.
Pretty much just word salad. Enhanced background checks. I see signs about that, but I don't know how they're being implemented for 18 to 20-year-olds. And then, of course, they will outgrow that. But, you know, anyway. Running out of time. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me, Dan. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. All of this thought-provoking content thrown out there every day, prolifically. He's just sitting there waiting on you. You need to go check it out. Go support him. Go visit his advertisers and support him. Because truthaboutguns.com, if losing them would be a major, that would be a major hit in the Second Amendment fight. So I appreciate them for what they do, and I appreciate you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, sir, as always.
Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.